Sometimes you miss out on the joy of the moment, and later you look back and think, did I enjoy any of it? So think about that as you move forward and know that it gets to look how you want it to. Hi, welcome to the Connect with Sheila Botello podcast. I'm an entrepreneur, self-care strategist, and creator of the Season Self-Care app. I'm committed to helping you reconnect to your purpose, elevate your well-being, and build your version of a happy, successful life. Happy equinox season. I am finding this an optimal time to reflect on the first quarter of the year, not only in business, but really personally. And today I wanted to let you in on some thoughts I've been having. And perhaps they can be helpful for you if you're in a similar season of reflection and recalibration. So with all the traveling I've been doing over the last year, I've really had to get good at prioritizing everything. My life, my projects, work, time with my loves, not to mention staying on top of my own self-care practice. And there have been numerous times where it's felt like a lot, and I've really had to ask myself, what do I need to let go of? This question, really, as it turns out, is valuable to ask yourself at times. And it's one that I've always struggled with because I love doing so many things at once. However, I find myself getting much better at planning my time and having regular check-ins with myself. And often this happens during one of my Saturday soul work sessions where I go to a coffee shop on my own, I evaluate my week, where I'm at on various projects and clients that I'm working with, and where I want to go next. This is where it becomes very clear. And usually I see that I've packed a lot into a short amount of time. Are you with me? Are your eyes bigger than your schedule like me? So I'm getting better at planning further into the future with the help of a lot of automation and special tools that I've become aware of this past year, thanks to some beautiful people in my life who thrive in this area of always knowing what's coming down the technological pike. I'm so grateful for these people. You know who you are. I've saved myself a lot of time. Things that used to take me a lot of time to figure out and brainstorm are now so much easier using some of these tools. And also, batching the various tasks that I have into specific timeframes has also been a game changer. I have always been a batch person when it came to my podcast episodes and some other elements of business. However, it has been hard to stay on top of some other things like social media presence and content creation. You may not know it because I know I'm really consistent, but it hasn't always felt great in terms of the way, like the methods that I've been using to do that. So I'm really thrilled that this is starting to get dialed in this year. I had this moment recently where I had a really full week. But before the week began, I decided I was going to organize my time so that I had a really big chunk of time on Friday available and open with nothing going on. And this has not happened for me in a long time. Typically, even when I was educating my kids at home, every hour of my day is typically spoken for. And even when I was, you know, in that season with the boys, I found this was the case because I was shifting from educating to content creation, to connection, to interviewing, to reaching out to clients, to then family, and then meal preparation and working out. It's a lot, right? Now that I look at it, I see how much I was able to accomplish, and I'm really celebrating that. And I also see how, thankfully, those were seasons of my life where I was able to create some space inside of it all to do these things and to have a little bit of space for myself. But there were times where it really felt like a lot, and I just knew that I needed to be doing certain things at the time and using my time really wisely. So I realized, as I was looking back recently, just how amazing that was and how far I've come with being able to honor my time and be able to make strides and feel grounded in the process. That's a big one, really feeling grounded. Like, how grounded do you feel when you are stepping into the next season of whatever it is that you're building or growing? So for me, what has happened as a result? I've had some really aligned connections and relationships that have begun to form, and opportunities have come my way that I didn't used to have the space for. But now, because I'm really dialing in my systems and structures, I've created more space for the right opportunities to land and also for the time to be able to reflect and rest and really be clear on whether any opportunities landing are correct, which ones, like, you know, what is the next step I need to be taking, right? So that's big. So I wanted to share this as an example of how through the ebbs and flows of our life, we do have a say in how we go about expanding and also knowing when to slow down. Even though the last bunch of years have been really, really full, I really want to caveat this by saying I also prioritize my time with my family and time out in nature on my walks and bedtime. There have been times in the past year and a half, though, where I haven't always had really good bedtimes, and I've been possibly staying up a little later and getting up a little earlier because I just had this creative flow going and I knew that I wanted to capitalize on what was coming through me. And yet I would always make up for it the next day, right? So at least I would say if I had a day with less rest, I would make up for it the next day. And this is not typically something that I like to practice, and I definitely don't recommend it for long periods of time. But there are times where your brain is just firing. The inspiration is there and you have to run with it. And when you take care of yourself regularly, when self-care is dialed in so beautifully and supported in other areas of your life, and you have healthy practices, and you usually have really healthy sleep, you can handle a day here or a day there that is not the norm. Like, you'll find this when you're traveling sometimes, right? A travel day may be super long. And for instance, one of my friends was traveling and it took her over 20 hours to get to a place. And it was the destination where we met. And you know, the question becomes, how long do you want to take to get somewhere? Sometimes you just got to take that long flight and it'll be fine. But as you see, she was able to then make up for that and she's feeling much better now. And, you know, we've all done things like this, of course. But as a practice, you want to have your structure of your rest time in there, but just also have a little grace on yourself for those times where you need to get into that inspiration and you don't want it to pass. So as you're planning out your own expansion, or if you've been expanding and now you're in a place where you want to really build in more rest, I invite you to celebrate how far you've come. It's something I'll keep inviting you to do because I don't think we celebrate enough. I think too often we focus on what's lacking, what didn't go well, what we messed up, what's still on the to-do list, what we haven't finished yet. And these are all things that just slow us down. They take our mental bandwidth, right? They take away from our energy and our magnetism, because then we're walking around with this lack mindset when really we're accomplishing more than ever before known as being humanly possible. Like, think about that. Take that in. The things that we can do now, the productivity that we're able to turn out in this era is incredible. So now, it's more about being selective with the things we're focusing on. Like, is it really worth your time? Can someone else do it? Can it be automated? Can you set up systems to save you time? Can you organize your schedule in a way that you're in such flow that everything is moving more smoothly and you do open up more spaciousness? When I was recently in Miami, it was a fairly short trip. It was like 5 days. And I was away from my regular routine. And I think about all that happened during that time, the people I met, the places I went, the things I did, the conversations I had. And it really felt like 10 days, but it was only five. Like, I'm talking from when I left my house to when I came back to my house. So that includes travel time. Isn't that interesting? I think they call it time bending, but there are days and weeks where weeks feel like really, really short, like they flew. And I feel like I didn't accomplish anything. You know, like, do you ever feel that way? It's like, whoa, where did that go? And then think about those times where time seemed to go on, and it was long and luscious and beautiful, and you felt amazing. So see where you can recreate that in your life. You can actually be intentional about it. Start taking notice. What are those things to make you feel like you're bending time and you're extending it? I mean, truly, we only have 24 hours in a day, and that's, you know, the sun rises and sets. It's not like it's stopping or slowing down for us. Sometimes it feels that way, though. And it could be from really paying attention to this and doing some things like I just mentioned, like batching and organizing your schedule differently, that maybe you can recreate that in your own life. And maybe part of it is also really planning out over a season, over 3 months, instead of trying to get everything done in 2 weeks, which may or may not be realistic. If you spread it out instead, and if you have more spaciousness, you're not racing. This is your life. This is your work. And this is your purpose. So be stepping into it in such a way where you're feeling good. Because I found that when we chase after things with a relentless kind of urgency, we can miss out on some kind of real blessing and the enjoyment of the journey. So sometimes you miss out on the joy of the moment, and later you look back and think, did I enjoy any of it? So think about that as you move forward, and know that it gets to look how you want it to. Be intentional. So I invite you to get quiet, spend some time alone with yourself, and really imagine, what do you want your whole life to look like and feel like? What do you want this month to feel like? What do you want your days to feel like? And how can you tweak things? It may feel impossible to change anything, but you really do have some wiggle room. If you feel like having support to lovingly hold you to these priorities that you've set, or you're looking to deepen your self-care practice, enhance your productivity without burnout, or simply find joy in the everyday as you're growing this vision for your life, the Seasons Collective is here to guide and uplift you. It's an online community that is a sanctuary for those who are seeking to harmonize their ambitious goals with the rhythm of personal well-being. Inside, you'll find resources, support, and a community of like-minded individuals all striving to craft lives that resonate with purpose and joy while building wildly profitable businesses. Join us as we journey together, creating space for abundance in all areas of our lives without overwhelm. Check out the link in the show notes for more information and become part of our growing family. As we navigate the vast landscape of our lives, remember, it's not just about the destination, but the richness of the journey. Keep honoring your time, embracing your growth, and cherishing those quiet moments of reflection. And I'm celebrating you, making an impact in the world, nurturing your well-being along the way. You're not just doing great, you are inspiring greatness. So I'll see you on the next episode. Big blessings.